the former Nigerian president, will lead a joint AU-OAS team to Senegal, encourage the stakeholders to dialogue. Just a reaffirmation of our confidence in the efficacy of dialogue. So we believe that if Senegalese talk among themselves, they will find a common solution to the challenges that they face now as they look forward to the election on the 26th.
How long will they be in Senegal? Because the election is just around the corner.
Yeah, we believe they should be there as soon as possible, considering the situation that we find on the reality on the ground in terms of the violence and all that that's preceding the election. We believe that he's going to be there as quickly as possible and be there for as long as necessary to be able to talk to all the stakeholders so that the presidential election of 26 will be free, fair, transparent, and acceptable to the people of Senegal, and it will become another landmark in the process of democratic stability and consolidation. And it doesn't become another opportunity for us to derail in the region in terms of relapse into the era that we don't want to go back to, that is the era of violence and political instability. We believe that gradually, beyond pockets of the challenges that we have, gradually we're beginning to consolidate democracy in West Africa, and that is what we want to see. And that, in one sense, is one of the reasons why this joint AU-ECOWAS delegation is heading to Senegal, to encourage them to engage, so that in engaging, they can find an amicable solution to the political challenges that they face now.
Members of the opposition have vowed to continue their protest until President Watt rescinds his decision to participate in this month's election, which means that there could possibly be violent clashes between protest and security agencies. What are the steps ECOWAS is taking ahead of this joint ECOWAS African Union team expected to be in Senegal soon to meet with stakeholders?
Yeah, we can only in the circumstance, call on the opposition and indeed the other stakeholders, call on them to exercise restraint, to contribute to an atmosphere that promotes dialogue, to contribute to an atmosphere that is conducive for democratic consolidation, to dialogue, because we believe that there is nothing that cannot be solved through engagement. We also believe that there is sufficient provision in the legal instruments of the country as to how to respond to a variety of situations, including this one. And I believe that if they come to the table to talk, they can mutually find a solution. So we encourage them to exercise restraint, the calm, and to use the democratic instruments within the constitution to respond to the situation that they find themselves. Because, take it or leave it, if there is violence, people's properties are going to be destroyed, and they are all Senegalese. Government, like worst case scenario, maybe government properties will be destroyed. The same resources of Senegal are going to be used after this unfortunate situation that they find themselves to repair those facilities. And these are the resources that could otherwise have been deployed for the benefit of the people of Senegal in another dimension, in addressing some of the other challenges of development that they confront. So the important thing is for them to realize that the country is for all of them. Protecting the country is the responsibility of everybody. Making sure that violence is not precipitated is also the responsibility of all, because we believe that there's enough basis for them to be able to discuss. And violence, engagement, there's a beauty in engagement, and it's an engagement that we're encouraging them to do. And this is the purpose of this intervention that we're just giving. Indeed, ECOWAS is sending a 150-member observer mission, hopefully, to the election, because we also want to keep monitoring the situation to see how it is evolving and see how we can continue to engage with that country in resolving the situation that they find themselves now.